63, they traveled up to Pinconning, 35. Brown City defeated Marlette, 61-54, giving Marlette a big loss.
Yeah.
And that makes tonight's game, or tomorrow night's makeup game, with Marlette and Sandusky Red Raiders an interesting impact because they play, and if they beat them, Sandusky still has another game with Brown City yet. And Brown City travels to Sandusky, and if you remember last year, Brown City pulled up the upset of Sandusky. So
right.
It could be a three-way tie down there, or it could come out an outright, or it could be a split, depending on who wins what, when, and where.
Where is the game then tomorrow?
Tomorrow night is at Marlette.
Oh, okay.
And Sandusky
played a huge rivalry, too.
Yes, and Marlette played them very tough at the Thumb Dome there, so it's going to be interesting to see who wins that one. And fortunately, it's all the satellite teams, but good luck to all three of them. Al DeMott does a great job of having his teams ready to go. You know, this year he doesn't have a lot of big star players. He's got a whole bunch of stars, actually. He's in his 32nd season down there with a 572 career win. And he's had two seasons of 20-0.
I know.
And I'm sure
amazing.
He won't tell you he'd like to go 20-0, but you know that's every coach's dream to go 20-0. And in 1994 was his first one, his last one was in 2006. But like I said, they travel on the road to play Marlette. Then they also play Lady CPS, the Skins. And then they play Ubley, who's at 0-15. And, you know, just because Ubley's 0-15, you can never take him for granted. I'm pretty sure that they don't have to worry there, but you never know, and they're playing at home. Any given night, that's why we play the games. And then, of course, they finish up with the home game with Brown City to try to go for that 20-0 record.
That's a great rivalry, too.
And you know that Coach Burton's going to have her girls ready to go and fired up. That win over Marlette right now is perfect. And that sets up an interesting district for them down there because Sandusky is not in the girls' district down there.
No.
Sandusky is up here in the Class C here. So Marlette and Brown City have a chance to pull a title win
maybe,
down there.
Yeah.
And maybe get into a regional matchup, too. So.
Yeah, they look pretty good for the district in Harbor Beach as far as statistically if you look at it. First, it's the tournaments, and it's 32 minutes, and you better bring it or you're going home.
And whoever brings it takes the hardware home, so we've seen interesting turns. But following up on that, North Huron defeated Ubley Girls 47-40, Cross Lex 45, Harbor Beach 35, and that's a Class B school Cross Lex is. Sandusky 55, CPS 18, Owen Gage 57, Caseville 43, and that keeps Owen Gage a half a game ahead of the Port Hope Blue Stars with that win. Memphis 51, Deckerville 35, that win virtually gives Memphis the NCTL title down there. Now it's just a matter of finishing out with some good wins on the way out and staying undefeated, correct?
Yeah, they're top. They are top.
And then Port Hope picked up another win that they needed, 33-21 over Akron Fairgrove.
Memphis is going to run into some problems with their district, I think, you know, playing that D schedule the entire year and then going into the C.
And makeup game tonight on the girls' side, we've got Memphis at Owen Gage, and that's an important one, you're telling me, because of your half game trailing Memphis, or trailing
Owen Gage.
Owen Gage.
Right.
This is their first crossover, if I have this correct, so if they lose this game, that counts in their standing for the league.
Yes.
And that would put you guys at even tonight, then.
Right.
And if Memphis, or if Owen Gage comes away with the win, then there'll be a full game ahead of you, correct?
Right. Right. We have to win tomorrow, or Friday, versus Caseville. So.
And that's the only win you have to pick up, because then you do play Memphis again, but that win will not matter, because this is your second time playing them in the league.
Right. You crossed over earlier.
Okay. And other games going on tonight in the boys' side, North Huron Athletics, the game you're going to hear on Cruise 102.1, which will get started here shortly. Also to let you know, the Ballex JV pulled out that win. I believe the final score was 59-35 or 38, I think. I'm not sure there. And then also a makeup game tonight, Cassidy travels over to USA. Tim Conning's at Reese. Saginaw Buena Vista at Marlette, which is a great scheduling by the Marlette athletic director there, because they could meet up with Saginaw Buena Vista in the regionals. Saginaw Buena Vista is playing in the new Loser at Montrose regionals there, and they could easily come through there. I've got some relatives that play over in that league, and Buena Vista should come out of there hands down, and it's going to be an interesting matchup. They could take the regionals. So.
They're an amazing team after watching them last year when Harbor Beast played them.
Right. And they're even better this year.
Yeah.
And imagine that, they're even better. So, And another makeup game is Memphis Boys are playing at Port Hope tonight, and then Lakers at Vassar, which is a February 2nd game.
Memphis Boys, no, that game isn't happening.
You did not have that scheduled. Okay, they had it listed, but I'm not sure.
It's been rescheduled, and it's going to be a doubleheader at Memphis next Friday.
Okay, all right, so that's what's going on for there. So we got you brought up on that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about North Carolina Bears game that you got coming up here on Cruise 102.1.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20. You love Thumb Cellular!
Take your pick, mix and match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Bad Axe High School with the pregame. Mary Lee Shockshoe Schrader bringing you the hometown hoops on Cruise 102.1. We've got about 5 minutes before tip-off, and Mary Lee, this really is a game, like we said earlier, doesn't really mean much other than Bad Axe would like to get a win on their home court. And, of course, North here would like to fine-tune and see what they can do without Mr. Rice if he does not able to go tonight. I have not had an official word one way or the other. He is not starting. I'm sure they're probably not going to play him if they can help it, since he tweaked that ankle and would like to...
What day was that?
That was in Monday night's game that he tweaked that. And, of course, they got some league games that they got to win down the road here. North Huron, of course, plays tonight. Then they travel on the 22nd over to Harbor Beach. And then they play Port Hope, travels in to see them, then Kingston, then Deckerville. And they've got to win all three of those games to win the NCTL outright. Or if they win two of three, they will share it. So they're looking to take it home, the hardware. They started out a little slow. We had them on Cruise 102.1, the first game of the year when they played at Ubley. And one of the players did not start. He did not play the first quarter. So Ubley took advantage of that real quick, and it was a real lopsided win for the Ubley Bearcats. But I'm looking at this ninth game. You know, it could be a lopsided game, but I don't know. North Huron is a team that has given up some big leads and come back and fought to get in it, and then you turn around.